Good morning. Today I want to start off with a poem that came to me via a wonderful, beautiful writer friend in Canada, Chris. And the poem is called Snow Aldo, and it's by Kate DiCamillo. Some of you may know Kate is an author. She wrote, what's the name of that book? Because of Winn-Dixie. Because of Winn-Dixie, and I remember reading that book to my son when he was young, and I love the language of this poem, and I'll tell you why when I'm done. Snow Aldo. Once I was in New York, in Central Park, and I saw an old man in a black overcoat walking a black dog. This was springtime, and the trees were still bare, and the sky was gray and low, and it began suddenly to snow. Big fat flakes that twirled and landed on the black of the man's overcoat and the black dog's fur. The dog lifted his face and stared up at the sky. The man looked up too. "Snow, Aldo," he said to the dog. "Snow." And he laughed. The dog looked at him and wagged his tail. If I was in charge of making snow globes, this is what I would put inside. The old man in the black overcoat, the black dog, two friends with their faces turned up to the sky, as if they were receiving a blessing, as if they were being blessed together by something as simple as snow in March. Oh, I love that poem. You know, I love the simplicity of the language she uses, and I just that moment where the man says, "Snow, Aldo," and he laughs, and then she says, "The dog looked at him and wagged his tail." It's like that, to me, it's such a beautiful, simple moment of connection. And I think, you know, later on, when she, it's so beautiful when she says, two friends with their faces turned up to the sky, as if they were receiving a blessing, as if they were being blessed together. It's now, I've known this poem for about a year, and that image has stayed with me as like one of the real authentic gifts in life. Like, I think we all know that moment, you know, maybe you're sitting having a cup of coffee with a friend and you suddenly you're both laughing. Or, you know, for me, it might be like I'm in line at the grocery store and just some little, you know, silly little joke that I share with somebody, a stranger. You know, it's a moment with my son where he just does something that cracks me up. And it's like, we're in a moment together. And there's something about that. I'm having trouble articulating it, but it's like there's something about really recognizing, like the way that Kate DiCamillo does by putting them in a snow globe, right? It's like, it's sometimes I use the words putting a frame around moments, and I feel like that's what she's doing, but it's better than a frame because it's a snow globe, for goodness sake. And I just love that if we were, you know, if we were all walking around in our days and putting frames or snow globes around these moments that we share with people, I think we'd really, well, let me speak for myself. I know for me, it would be life-changing because it would be like, you know, filling my days with these connections. And I love that this poem is such a reminder to me to do that. And in fact, you know, like this moment right now, with you, that's this. I mean, it's like here we are, our faces turned up to the sky. We're like receiving this blessing of a poem from someone, I don't know, Kate DiCamillo, and she doesn't know me, and yet here I am standing here with you, our faces turned up to the sky, receiving this blessing from her. Thanks. So great. I really appreciate connecting with you. Bye-bye.